welcome to the podcast Enlarge Your Vocabulary. In previous podcasts, we've looked into what it means to be a Pokanophile, a person who loves facial hair, the beard, the moustache, and let's not forget the goatee. Dedicated Pognophiles cultivate said facial hair, carefully trimming and shaping to their idea of perfection. And let's face it, there are some magnificent examples in most neighbourhoods of bushy whiskers, moustaches, trimmed, curled up and down, mutton chops meeting the frontal bush of thick crop. And of course the early starters, the teenagers, who don't quite have bristles but proudly display their bottom fluff or bum fluff, while carefully avoiding going outside on a windy day for fear that the fluff will end up on somebody's lawn. Okay, enough about Pognophiles. We've already discussed this on a previous episode, along with lovers of rainy days, the enchanted pluviophiles. But on to today's word. Do I hear a silent sigh of finally he's moving on? Well, so from previous podcasts, we know that the word file is a suffix appearing at the end of a word and carries the meaning to love something, a lover of a particular thing. The particular thing that is loved precedes the suffix. Of course it would. That's, after all, the natural order of things. Our focus today is on the Latin verb sapio, meaning to be wise or to have sense, the ability to think, which clearly does not necessarily translate into making the best or wise choices on a personal basis. After all, history is cluttered with people who were regarded as wise or savvy, even some to be called savants, yet lead lives that no one in their right mind would wish to live. When sapio and file come together, a new meaning is produced, and that is a lover of intelligence. A sapiophile is one whose romantic attraction to others is primarily based on intelligence and not on the physical. Now, some clear examples of this word in action would be, well, I'll let you think of some examples where the meaning of sapiophile is obviously the attraction. Now, have you got your eye on someone you consider to be of higher intelligence and are wondering perhaps how to get a foot in the door, so to speak? Well, according to the Google machine, the path of love is first found in dates having long discussions about science, politics, art, literature, and the like. An ideal meeting place would be the library or a bookish-type shop, perhaps seasoned with a touch of jazz in the background, and to top it all off, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. According to the Google machine, you need to get into their mind, so discussing anything and everything meaningful in life will apparently excite them more than anything. And, blimey, dating advice. Oh, how the podcast has fallen. All said in a bit of fun. In the end, if you are attracted to intelligence, you might just be a sapiophile, and there is nothing wrong with that. Well, that's us for today. Until next time, my friend, do take good care of yourself. I'm Floydius Maximus, Jeremy Thomas Jefferson.